Exclusive: Report details how Trump admin is lowering costs for home buyers. By Sean Moran on July 2, 2026. Plymouth Union Public, PUP, research detailed how the Trump administration is working to ensure more affordability for home buyers. Affordability is the most important issue facing Americans. This should not come as a surprise, since under President Biden, Americans saw the worst rise in inflation in 40 years. From January 2021, when President Biden took office, through January 2025, when he left, prices in America, as measured by the Consumer Price Index, increased by 21.4%, a PUP research report obtained by Breitbart News stated. PUP research said that the home ownership rate has become an especially acute issue for first-time home buyers, as a nationwide survey found that 23% of Americans under 40 years old never plan to own a home. 2026 6.16 Home Ownership Research Paper by Breitbart News. The PUP research report found that the Fair Isaac Corporation, more commonly known as FICO, has increased its fees for pulling a credit score by tenfold since 2022. The report states that FICO has had an effective monopoly on credit scores for decades. It stated that FICO fees fall hardest on first-time home buyers, who often pay for multiple credit pulls on several loan applications. The PUP report noted the many ways the Trump administration is working to limit costs for home buyers, including the White House Council of Economic Advisors, CEA, found excessive fees as a barrier to home ownership. The Federal Housing Finance Agency, FHFA, Director Bill Pulte has often criticized FICO and its impact on homeowners and home buyers. In November 2025, FHFA removed minimum credit score requirements for any loans submitted to its software. Pulte also in April 2026 accepted alternative credit scoring models such as VantageScore 4.0 and FICO Score 10T. In March 2026, Trump signed Executive Order 14393 directing the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, CFPB, to cut regulations driving up mortgage costs and require agencies to eliminate barriers to residential development. The president directed Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to purchase $200 billion in mortgage bonds to lower the cost of borrowing. During President Trump's second term, builders have accelerated construction, bolstered by regulatory certainty. In March 2026, the president signed an EO directing federal agencies, including the Environmental Protection Agency, Departments of Commerce, Housing, and Urban Development, Transportation, and the Federal Housing Finance Agency, to eliminate unduly burdensome rules and make changes to programs that create a barrier to residential development, the report stated.